This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On June 21st, the Australian Christian Lobby held the Make It Count event in which Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott addressed the Christian constituency and answered questions from Christian leaders about issues important to Christian voters. Well, not long after that, we had a new Prime Minister, and at that time I spoke to Jim Wallace from the Australian Christian Lobby, and we discussed whether the commitments made by Kevin Rudd would be honoured by his successor. Well, Julia Gillard has recently addressed the Christian constituency in a filmed interview with ACL Director Jim Wallace, and Jim Wallace is with us now. Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Katrina. How are you?
I'm very well. You must have been pleased that Julia Gillard made time in the thick of this election campaign to specifically address the Christian constituency.
Well, that's right. And I think Christians should be. Now, you know, let me say as I say this, that we have to put this in perspective and realise that the commitments that Labor made during that interview, particularly to do with chaplaincy, to do with marriage, and to do with the sexualisation of society, were all things to which the coalition had already agreed. You know, so we were trying to bring them up to where the coalition was to try to secure these things, regardless of who wins. But yes, I think the Christians out there should be very happy, much happier than me, because I think what it showed was that Labor realises, and I hope both parties realise, that there is a Christian vote out there, and that's important.
Okay, what did Ms Gillard say about how she sees the role of the church in society?
Yeah, well, she of course, she acknowledged the fact that she, listeners have heard, that she was an atheist, you know, so clearly she's not someone who is out there participating in it. But nonetheless, she saw the beneficial role that the church plays in society, particularly in its welfare work. You know, she is actually someone who believes in community organisations, and I think from an atheist point of view, she probably sees the church as a good community organisation.
What sort of commitments did Julia Gillard make, and what sort of topics did you cover in your discussion, Jim, for those who haven't seen it?
Yeah, well, I should preempt this by saying, Katrina, that we did place a protocol on ourselves, which we knew would be expected by the parties, and that was because we are non-party partisan, we asked the same questions, and when we asked for the interview, we had stated that we'd do this. We asked the same questions of Julia Gillard as we did of Tony Abbott. But we did reserve the right to put follow-on questions. Mm-hmm. So our questions ranged over the seven issues that were raised on the night. They included things like prayer in Parliament, they were marriage, Indigenous issues, aid.
Chaplaincy?
Yes, chaplaincy, of course, yeah. And where the commitments were actually obtained, where Labor was not where the coalition was. And it is important to say this, that these questions